This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Widespread anger over China's zero COVID strategy shakes global financial markets. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Chinese authorities are trying to contain growing and unprecedented discontent over stringent pandemic prevention measures. Over the weekend, protests, sometimes calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping, have taken place not just in cities across China, but around the world, including here in London, where several hundred people demonstrated outside the Chinese embassy last night. Here are two protesters who are there.
Many Chinese people are living in hell. They don't have normal life. They cannot go out. And they don't have a normal price to buy food.
Not all Chinese people supporting the Chinese Communist Party. They want human rights. They stand with Uyghurs, stand with Ukraine, stand with Hong Kong, stand with Taiwan.
Well, as I cycled by the embassy this morning, there were flowers and a mass of tea light candles still burning in the early morning darkness. All of this is weighing on investor sentiment around the world today. Across Asia, stock benchmarks ended down in the 0.7 to 1.5% range. They regained a bit of ground after more dramatic falls earlier in the session. European benchmarks, meanwhile, at this hour are down in the 0.4 to 0.9% range. Global oil prices have fallen more than 2% to near their lowest level in a year on worries about slowing demand from the world's biggest oil importer. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has more from Shanghai.
Oil prices have dropped nearly $2 a barrel, over 2.5% drop, mainly because of two things. COVID cases, reportedly on Sunday, reached another record high. The second thing that's been affecting investor sentiment are these protests. Initially, what sparked these latest protests over the weekend was this fire that had broke out in an apartment in the western city of Urumqi in Xinjiang. It killed 10 people, and many people really speculated that it was the COVID restrictions that had kept these firefighters from going in to save them. Initially, there were hundreds of people here in Shanghai who were just trying to lay flowers or commemorate these victims. It has become something much wider.
And what have we heard from the country's foreign ministry today? Because they've had a press conference today. Are they acknowledging that any of this is happening?
Well, there are no reports in the official media channels. Unfortunately, the censorship mechanism in China is quite effective. So there are large numbers of people, especially outside of these mega cities, who are not aware of what's happening.
One that we've been paying a lot of attention to in recent weeks, the Foxconn factory in central China, where a lot of Apple's iPhones are made. Today, Bloomberg is reporting up to 6 million iPhone Pro devices could be lost effectively. The production could be lost because of those protests.
The Foxconn factory hires a lot of people. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, especially in peak season. We know they hire a lot of temporary workers. In order to avoid more protests and rioting over there, they had paid off workers almost $1,500 to get out of the factory. But that still remains that you have a lot of work that needs to be done. Foxconn hasn't made any comments so far about how they're going to address this shortage.
Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Shanghai. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
The war in Ukraine is the first time armed drones have been used on such a large scale. Russia has used Iranian-made ones to attack parts of Ukraine's power network, but it was Ukraine's use of ones made in Turkey early in the war that made the world take notice of them. The BBC's Jafar Umarov has been to Istanbul to meet two brothers who run the family company that makes the drones.
It's the name on everyone's lips in Ukraine. Bayraktar. Ukraine's army band is performing a popular song about the drones surrounded by burned-out tanks. I've come to Istanbul to meet the men who make the drones, which bear their name. Haluk Bayraktar, the oldest brother and CEO, greets me first. He says Ukraine tried to buy drones from many countries, But only Turkey said yes. The war has put a spotlight on what some see as Turkey's split loyalties. It sells million-dollar drones to Kyiv, but refuses to sanction Russia. I asked Haluk, if Moscow offered him a large sum of money, would he also sell the drones to them?
No matter how much money is offered to us, such a thing is out of the question.
President Erdogan allegedly told a party meeting the same day that Russia had asked for the drones. The press office advised Haluk not to mention President Putin by name. Haluk's younger brother Silchuk, who is the chief technology officer, refused to discuss the topic. It's a family affair, not just a matter of state, as Silchuk is married to President Erdogan's youngest daughter, Sumeyye. Silchuk says criticism that their company is only successful because of who they know is unfounded. But the close family ties with President Erdogan go back decades. Their father, Özdemir, founded the firm in the 1980s to manufacture car parts, and he moved in the same Islamist political circles as Erdogan. Silchuk says his father and him shared a passion for planes.
I was so obsessed that when I was preparing for my university exam, I was secretly building model aeroplanes under my bed.
There is nothing secret anymore, as one half of the Bayraktar brothers, he has helped make Baykar technology a national champion in Turkey.
That's the BBC's Jafar Umarov reporting from Turkey's commercial capital, Istanbul, there and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.